Lord Father King, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity for the Matthew Irvin Show to be with you, with human. Thank you so much for the Matthew Irvin Show audience. Please bless them and please help us to be in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. It's picking up. It's a beautiful day outside. It's Sunday. You know what that means? What does it mean, human?
It means Jesus Day.
It does mean Jesus Day. Also, the Matthew Irvin Show. Yeah. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? You should be able to hear it. Oh, yeah. We have to, yeah. One of the rules on being on the Matthew Irvin Show is you got to dance, okay? Here we go. One more time. Matthew Irvin Show. All right, that's enough silliness. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening to the Matthew Irvin Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. I'm joined here with Hyomin Kim. He's a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. But we're going to begin the Matthew Rayburn Show right now. This episode of the Matthew Rayburn Show is brought to you by Kingdom Landscape. That's Kingdom Landscape. I'll try to put a link in the comment section down below. We know the gentleman who owns Kingdom Landscape, Austin. Austin Moxley is a beautiful individual and an additional asset to my reality. Do you need landscaping? Do you need custom landscaping? Do you need custom hardscaping? Do you need quick estimates? Yes, you do. Do you want the best customer service? Because only the best customer service providing businesses are allowed to be sponsors of the Matthew Irvin Show. And so we like to have businesses thrive that love people. And Austin Moxley and the Kingdom Landscape team will treat you right with your landscaping, hardscaping needs. So once again, that is the sponsoring segment commercial on the Matthew Irvin Show.
Yes, sir.
Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. Hyomin, did you know that every single day, a single word in the English language is lost forever?
I never knew that because, you know, I'm not, English is not my first language. It's my second language.
Okay.
So I still learn every day. I still learn English every day from people, from my friends, from my listening sermons, whatever. And everyone is my English teacher.
Okay.
Now you are my English.
Oh, well, I'm hot. Well, very good. Because this is the Word of the Day segment of the Matthew Irvin Show. And today's Word of the Day is kibosh. Or if we're in the UK, kibosh. It's spelled K-I-B-O-S-H. It's a noun. Kibosh. What does it mean, human? Let's read. Kibosh refers to something that serves as a check or stop. It is usually used in the phrase, quote, put the kibosh on, end quote. To use it in a sentence, the rain put the kibosh on the 4th of July fireworks display. I would say that if you're condoning bad behavior in your children, you need to put the kibosh on that so they don't become bad citizens.
That's how you use it. Okay. Well, I never heard someone using that word. I don't know why, but
you will now. Okay. Add it to your vocabulary.
Have you?
Oh, yes. Yes. You got it. Yes. I think I said it the other day because This toddler was running through my workplace and was quite loud and screaming, disobeying its parents. And I said, well, you got to nip that in the bud. You got to put the kibosh on that. Otherwise, it's going to get a lot worse. Let's read some history about kibosh. Evidence of kibosh dates the word only a few years before Charles Dickens used it in an 1836 sketch. Interesting. But despite kibosh being relatively young in English, its source is elusive. Claims were once made that it was Yiddish. It does sound Yiddish. Mm-hmm. Yiddish is European Hebrew, European Jewish language.
Okay.
Despite the absence of a plausible Yiddish source, another hypothesis pointed to Irish. Ooh, here we go. That's Celtic. So I'm not going to do the disservice of the Matthew Irvin Show. Kibibas. Anyways, literally, or cap of death. Okay. Cap of death. Let's see. Explained as headgear a judge put on when pronouncing a death sentence. Okay. Anyway, long story short, kibosh means you gotta stop it. You gotta
stop it.
You gotta nip it in the bud. If you got something going on that you need to, could we stretch the definition and say there's a large limb in the road? somebody better put a kibosh on that problem and remove it from the road. Mm-hmm. I like to stretch the definition sometimes here on the Matthew Reverend Show. But once again, use kibosh in your vocabulary today. National Day. It's great to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. It's May 22nd, 2022. Mm-hmm. It's World Paloma Day. Have you ever had a paloma, Hyoman?
No, I never had it.
Understood. It's it is tequila topped off with grapefruit juice with a spritz of seltzer water and lime juice sometimes, garnished with the lime specifically. It's good. It's tart. It'll inebriate you if you have too many.
You have, right?
I've had them. I've had many.
Good.
You got to be honest here on the Matthew Reverend Show, and it's a delicious, delicious cocktail.
Okay.
It's great for brunch. If you're brunching it up, you know what brunch is, Hyoman?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. It's good. I love it.
Maybe we can try that.
We might. Yeah, that's right. We might have a Paloma segment on the Matthew Reverend Show, and we're enjoying ourselves thoroughly. It's also National Craft Distillery Day. Some of the craft tequila might be in the Paloma, but that said, it can also be bourbon, whiskey. It's not necessarily craft beer. So because of the craft alcohol craze, that kind of has I'd say in the past decade, it's kind of grown and gotten pretty expansive. And there's all kinds of tours and different types of spirits and different types of ways in towns and industries. But visit your normal liquor store and get something craft distilled. But don't drink too much. It's bad. We don't want that. Don't hurt yourself. Matthew Reverend Show. Let's continue the show. Oh, yes, this day. International Being You Day. Yes, yes. Being You Day. Yeah, you got to be yourself. And today is the day to do so. Let's click on this to go further. But the International Being You Day on May 22nd invites you to celebrate being you. During this day, you're invited to explore what it means to be truly you. Beyond the projections of society and the need for perfection, it is your day to discover the beauty of you and your unique capabilities. The invitation also creates the possibility to celebrate everyone's differences.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we are all different, and then God created us. I believe God created us all as all different individual, and mm-hmm. I believe we have our own unique personality and beauty, something like that.
Yes.
But sometimes I feel like just be yourself, you know, being yourself is like a sometimes I feel like that's not perfect statement. Like people just say to other person, just be yourself, just be yourself. First of all, what does it mean? What does it mean be myself? I sometimes don't even know who I am.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes I struggle. What am I? Or who am I?
Because right.
I just don't know. But
because we're still finding it out.
Uh-huh.
Because we're in a continual state of betterment. And we're in a positive force for good.
Yeah.
And so you always want to strive for betterment. And so doing some inward focusing and finding out who you are is needed. It's one of the reasons I guess I do this show, I guess. It's like an extroverted way to outwardly ask the question, who am I? Who are you? Who are we? We didn't choose to be alive, yet we are alive. So let's make the best of it. I guess if you wanted to, you could use hashtag being you day in your social media posts today. It gives some suggestions on how to focus on being you, empowering, do something, follow your dreams, what is possible. It's kind of esoteric, kind of empty. When you break this down, Hyoman, we're going to move on. When you break this down, it just pretty much means like having good parents and being raised right, in the sense of having self-worth, being flamboyantly yourself. In the sense of like, what do you mean? Like whenever, like, what does it mean to be yourself? What do you like to do? How can you use those things that you like to do and talents that you have towards the betterment of society?
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a Christian aspect, more like in a secular one. Yeah. But if you can paint some murals, if you can sing a happy song, don't bring down people with negative words, lift people up with positive words.
Yeah.
Be yourself, I guess. So it's like, once you know who yourself is, would you consider once one knows who they are, do you think that it makes them more powerful?
I think it gives more confidence because you actually know who you are. You understand who you are. So you can actually be comfortable in any situation. That's my thought. And yeah, I think just being yourself. I like to say be best of yourself. Okay. I like to say that personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I like that a lot. It's so being the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great advice here on the Matthew Reverend Show. Let's move on. It's also National Solitaire Day on May 22nd. We celebrate the digital, but it did originate with the physical cards. One person card game.
I never played it.
Yeah, well, it's good. We're not going to really teach it here on the Matthew Reverend Show because it's a single player game and it can be considered kind of boring.
Yeah.
But there are those that love solitaire, and there are different versions of solitaire. But the way I explained it to you when we were doing the show prep is pretty much the basic way. But it's National Solitaire Day. It looks like it's over 200 years old. So you play solitaire today. Comment down below, share this video, and like this video, especially if you enjoy solitaire. It's National Maritime Day. Probably what you're wearing. I know what I'm wearing is, I think it was imported. But that said, and I don't think it was made here in America. So yeah, it was imported. So I'm enjoying Maritime Day by wearing this blazer, by wearing this pocket square, by wearing this other things that were made overseas, probably in Vietnam or Thailand, not China. I checked. And it's real. And so, but all that said, it's I'm thankful for what I have. I'm thankful that it was brought to me by ships. And that's what the National Maritime Day is all about. So you appreciate yourself there on that National Maritime Day. National Vanilla Pudding Day. Ah! Oh my goodness.
I love pudding. Personally, I love pudding. My favorite probably banana pudding is
okay.
Good. Vanilla is, of course, vanilla is good. Some people, they don't like pudding because of texture, you know.
Mm, mm.
They don't like that filling and they don't like the temperature of the pudding, I guess.
Well, there are warm puddings, but would that be considered gravy?
You can say that.
So gravy is savory pudding. We've discovered that on the
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you consider vanilla is a flavor?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you consider clear to be a color?
Yeah, I think so.
You enjoy yourself some vanilla pudding today. No, I've got dump cake. We're going to enjoy vanilla pudding, but we will be enjoying some vanilla ice cream, which is not pudding. But it's National Vanilla Pudding Day. One last one. National Musical Instrument Day. I was making like scary spider noises, I guess. Yes, it's an out-of-tune ukulele. Use hashtag Musical Instrument Day in your social media posts today. Hyomin, do you know how to play an instrument?
I can play piano a little bit.
A little bit. That's very good.
I can like a... So I took a lesson when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
My mom kind of forced. I mean,
you just gotta do it.
Just do it. You'll be thankful later.
Understood.
And I'm thankful about
Good.
It, but I'm not. So I didn't practice that hard.
Understood.
As I should.
Right.
But I still have desire to learn more piano. I think it'd be just great. It's just fun, you know. Life is more fun when you play instrument, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what they're teaching us here on Musical Instrument Day. On May 22nd each year, National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. You got to play music. You got to celebrate life. You can take a sip of that. We can do a commercial for that if you'd like.
Really?
If you want your taste buds to be refreshed, you drink AHA. It's made by Coca-Cola. This particular flavor is Fuji Apple White Tea. It is delicious. No, they're not a sponsor of the Matthew Reverend Show, but maybe one day AHA and Coca-Cola will like to be a sponsor of the Matthew Reverend Show. Thank you so much for that, Hyomin. Let's move on. The Matthew Reverend Show. Once again, that was National Day. Yay! Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Reverend Show. Let's read the headline and listen to how weird this situation was. Headline, mysterious metal balls rain down from sky onto multiple villages in India.
Okay, weird things happen. It happens, especially in India and China, in my opinion.
Yes, okay. So let's read on and see what the details are about this particular story. Multiple villages in India were pelted by mysterious metal balls that rain down from the sky in what is likely a case of space junk falling back down to Earth. According to a local media report, The odd incident unfolded over the course of 2 days last week and impacted at least 7 neighboring communities across the Indian state of Gujarat. The rather sizable spheres, which can be seen above in a video. I said I wasn't going to read that, but I did. Live and raw here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Go to coasttocoastam.com so that you can watch this video of these large metal balls. They weighed approximately 12 pounds each and measured around 1.5 feet in diameter. While there were no injuries, which is super fascinating because if there are large metal balls falling from the sky, especially and people in living India. In those villages, you'd think somebody would get whacked on the head. Yep. It wasn't dangerous for humans. I'll explain as we read on. There were no injuries in this bizarre rainfall. There was no unfortunate victim in the form of a lamb. The lamb was affected. That's sad, yet delicious. That just happened to be grazing in the wrong place at the wrong time. Quote, there was a huge sound from the sky and blinding light, end quote, recalled a witness to the creature's demise. I did not see anything, but almost the next instant, there was a loud noise, and I saw that a metal piece had fallen on a lamb. Aw, it was hot and killed the lamb instantly. Wow.
That is a weird story.
End quote. As one might imagine, the falling balls caused something of a stir. Of course it would. That's almost an oxymoron. Villages left many residents understandably wondering about the origins of the weird spheres. Fortunately, it would seem the mysterious mystery surrounding the baffling balls may wind up being short-lived as authorities enlisted experts from the Indian government to determine the spheres in what they determined to be likely space junk. Specifically, it was noted that the objects were, quote, made of high-density metal alloys, end quote. In the video, you see the authorities spinning the balls as if they're beach balls, yeah. Like they're as if they're light and not dense. Mm-hmm. So I'm already weirded out and creeped out by other facts in the story. But let's continue. It looks like they were used for rocket launches. Narrowing down the nature of the balls even further, a scientist from the Indian Space Agency indicated that these spheres appear to have been fuel storage tanks. An astronomer who tracks space debris was even able to identify where exactly the objects were likely originated, pointing to a Chinese rocket that was likely expected to re-enter the atmosphere at around the same time as the, quote, rainfall.
That's like classic conclusion.
So the communists do have space rockets, but they can't calculate where they're going to fall on the Earth. Mm-hmm. Or they just didn't care.
Yeah, maybe.
Or they just didn't care. Weird news here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Weird news. Waiting on the Lord can hurt. Let's read the Bible. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. Today's verse is Psalm 27, verse 14. Waiting on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's quite important that we learn the skill of waiting on the Lord. Some people have the natural skill. It's a spiritual gift, I assume, to wait on the Lord, to be that patient.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I believe I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord in a couple of different aspects. But the season that I am in my life right now, it is definitely waiting on the Lord. So, have you had to wait on the Lord in the past? Are you waiting on the Lord now?
Of course, I have waited on the Lord in my past, and I'm also waiting on the Lord on some specific, maybe sign or vision about my life. So I have one more year to graduate, and I'm still considering and praying what I have to do after graduation. So I can say that I'm waiting on God about that.
I had the idea, because it's always easy to see what God has done for you in your life in hindsight, to look in the rearview mirror and see what he's done and how faithful he is and how good he is and all the things that he could still do. And it does instill hope, so that you can continually sit and wait and then be and sit in his presence.
Yeah.
But things that I was thinking about, so it's because it's easy to see then, if you're actively uncomfortable with waiting, that is him molding you, molding the clay that you are, him utilizing what you have now to benefit you and the kingdom, because that's the ultimate goal, in the future. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean to say like benefit you, like prosperity gospel. No, I mean, it might be a hard slug for the rest of your life, but the pain that you're feeling is him working in you. So when you're not feeling pain, when you're not feeling upset that you're waiting, but if you don't feel like you're being compelled to do anything, if you're stagnant and you're plateauing, I don't think you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're actively engaged in what the Lord has for you.
Yeah, I mean, most of the people, including myself, we just don't like waiting. And
yes.
We just want to see the result,
right?
Like as soon as possible. I mean, it's human nature, I guess,
right.
Especially for guys,
right?
And then, many people, including myself, we think waiting is kind of wasting of time. This is not practical, or this is not effective in my life. There's no benefit. But I think waiting itself is also pretty beneficial thing. I like that what you just said. God is molding you. And then we can learn so many things from that, actually. And then this waiting part is not just wasting of time, I think. It is certainly the time between me and God that I can be more closer to God, and that I can be mold more like Jesus Christ.
In between the time of knowing what to do next and the waiting, mm-hmm. is service
yeah.
would really help get over the waste of time mindset.
Yeah.
Because I'm completely in concurrence with that. I've had that thought before, like, Lord, I'm just waiting. So it's kind of waste because I'm not doing. And then he's like, you can do and wait at the same time.
That's true.
And so I was humbled by that thought. And so I am going to serve we're going to have a men's group coming up soon. I'm going to serve in other ways in the church. Mm-hmm. I'm going to serve my friends by having coffee with them and listening to what they got going on, praying with them, loving on them. I just feel like sharing each other's lives with each other is super important.
Yeah.
And we don't do it enough. And it's not really even cultural here in America. It's kind of like a lot. You can take individualism to the point where you're a lone wolf. You can take individualism to the point where you're not expressing yourself and you're being emotionally recluse. Mm-hmm. You're keeping it all in, or you're kind of in salesman mode all the time. You're kind of mildly phony.
Yeah.
Anytime advice is given on the Matthew Reverend Show, it's because I've either been through something, or I'm going through something, I'm a louse. I'm dirty as rags. Okay. I'm not no one special, but anything that you can heed from this conversation, please do. Because we're here on the Matthew Reverend Show. We're in a continual state of betterment, and we're a positive force for good. And we understand we will take steps back. We understand we will make mistakes, but we're not going to beat ourselves up. We're going to ask for forgiveness. We're going to move forward. And as fast and as quickly as we can, we're going to try to forgive ourselves and each other like Jesus forgave us.
Yeah.
So some people have the ability to forgive others.
Yeah, that's also, I can see that as like a spiritual gift too.
Yes.
Forgiveness, mercy, being gracious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But sometimes people have the inability to forgive themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And you hold on to it and you hate looking at the person in the mirror, and it's really destructive. But it's all about growing and being close to God and focusing on Him and diving into His Word and listening to what you can do, because that's what you can do during the quote wait. Because when you look at it in the past, like once again hindsight, you're like, was I even waiting? He was molding me the whole time. I was doing. I was thinking. I was praying. I was crying. I was yelling. So,
yelling.
Yeah. If you've never yelled at the Lord,
yelling to God.
Yeah. You never.
We have done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Read the Psalms. Okay. It's real. There's all kinds of the Old Testament prophets are yelling. And then can you imagine being Paul, like on a ship during a storm and being like, the Lord, I'm laughing because you don't want to disrespect God, but you're just like, can you even hear me over these waves and this lightning?
Are you listening?
Yeah. Are you listening?
What I'm
like,
saying?
Yeah. So it's totally understandable that you'd be in a place that you want to.
Yeah, sometimes God, he doesn't respond sometimes, you know, or my prayer, sometimes it gets rejected by God, or God gives totally different answer. You know, that's, I think that's another wave. And of course, God's plan, God's purpose is much better than my plan and my purpose. And
exactly.
Like Apostle in 2 Corinthians, Apostle Paul, he was, it says, I think it was 12, chapter 12 in, he was praying, he was asking God, this throne of the flesh, he was asking about removing this from me. And then God's answer was, my grace is sufficient for you. That was God's answer. There was totally different answer. Paul was asking, hey, I this is too difficult for me, and you have to remove this from me. And then God's answer was, my grace is already sufficient for you. And I think sometimes we take that as a wrong way, you know. Sometimes right. God answers us, but we don't take that as an answer. Sometimes, what, this is answer? No, this is not an answer what I want. And but maybe we already have answers sometimes, and then we just don't want to take the answer. Yeah.
That's good. So now that we're going back and discussing it, waiting on the Lord is a spiritual gift, can come naturally, but it's a skill that you can learn.
Yeah.
You can learn better knives.
Everybody can learn and train. And
exactly. You can learn to drive a stick shift. Mm-hmm. You can learn to cut vegetables really quickly. You can learn to play the piano. Mm-hmm. It's National Instrument Day. Okay. You can learn to play the ukulele. It's real. So my point is, you want to be thankful. See, and then the peculiar thing, I love that verse in the Bible where it talks about how Christians are a peculiar people, because we're thankful for the pain. We're thankful for the hard times, because it'll make the good times that much better.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's hard now, whatever's going through your life, like, so if you've got really heavy things, your dog dies, your car blows up, and you lose your job all in the same day, it's actually a compliment from God. And I mean to say that because you can handle a lot more than you think.
That's true.
And then he knows that you can handle that. That's why it's happening to you and not happening to me, not happening to her, not happening to him, because it's happening to, you know, whomever.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's super hard, Lord. I don't know if I can handle this. He's like knowing how strong you actually are. He knows that you are better than you think you are. You're strong. You're stronger than you think you can. So whatever problem you have, you can handle it. There is a way out. There is a solution. And he had the solution before you even had the problem. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, hard things and pain is all real.
Yes.
And it happens in our life. And then when I was younger, I didn't know how to handle it. You know, I guess I just got lazy, or got like angry, or
yeah, or both
anxious or whatever, just bad emotion, you know.
Yeah. But
now I realize that I need to, even when hard things happens in my life, even I realize that I have to learn to how to love this, because this is still my life, and I want to love my life, and then this is still reality which is from God. And I want to love this, even the hard time. And because hard time is my view is changed about hard time or like a difficult time, whatever. Because I think God allows us those kind of circumstances so that we can grow, so that we can get stronger. If we endure that time, I believe we certainly get stronger and stronger. I love that Bible verse. We all know the story of Job, right? The man who went through that hardest time ever, probably. Yeah. And that Job 23:10, I love that verse. Maybe we should look it up. I forgot.
Yes, sir. Which one?
Job 23:10. It's a famous verse. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So God certainly, he tries us. He gives us, he allows certain circumstances that certain hard time or difficult time, so that we can grow as his children.
Have you ever seen how gold is tempered?
I think so, but that takes a lot of effort and time.
An effort and time like your life. So God is the blacksmith, and he knows how beautiful you are, bang, banging on it. But he'll put you back in the fire and heat it up, and you'll melt.
Just
okay.
Just like the pizza.
Right. Just like the pizza. We're hungry. Okay. We're gonna have dinner after this. But my point is, I'm just thankful that I have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that he's brought you into my life. I'm thankful that you can rely on me. You can lean on me. You know, the same thing goes with the Matthew Rimmer Show audience. Comment down below, share this video to somebody that needs help, like this video, whatever the case may be. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you need prayer, comment down below. Do private message me on Messenger. Human Kim doesn't have a Facebook, but he does have Instagram. So when you watch this on Instagram, you contact him if you need any help. He loves you. I love you. The Matthew Rimmer Show loves you. God Almighty loves you. We're just trying to be vessels of love. We're getting it from on high, and we're humbling ourselves before existence, and we're putting it out towards you guys. We love you. We want you to be part of the family. So come on board. We love you so much. God bless you. Matthew Raven Show.
Matthew Raven Show. Another test time.
There you know it. Okay. So we're going to do the outro of the show. All right. We're still recording on anchor.fm. If you'd like to become a sponsor of the Matthew Raven Show, please comment down below. We would like to grow your business. I'll do advertising. I'll do product placement. We can have a meeting. You can be interviewed. You can plug your business. Whatever the case may be, you've got to be in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. And that's what it's like to be on the Matthew Raven Show. Oh, yeah. You can't see these dance moves if you're listening to the podcast, but you can still dance along with us. Gentlemen, those dance moves are pretty fly. But if you're watching on Facebook Live or later on every other social media platform, you're going to see us grooving and moving. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much once again for listening and watching The Matthew Raven Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Raven. This is Hyomin Kim, and this was The Matthew Raven